A reading from Matthew 9:35-38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
It's funny that the workers would be few, because here he is preaching the good news and he's healing diseases and many, many people are following him, but they're like sheep without a shepherd. But this is also it's not exactly a warning to his disciples, to his followers, but he is telling them that, or he's saying that the workers are few for a reason. And that reminded me of something Paul says in the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians, which is very powerful. He's actually speaking to the prideful Corinthians a little bit ironically in telling his own story, but as a harvester. But it's kind of instructive of what the Christian life actually looks like for those who are following Jesus. He says, "I have been flogged more severely and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in open seas. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger from the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers." What a life.
It doesn't sound like you're making a commercial here to invite people in. Jesus looks out at these people that are harassed. And it's interesting because Matthew is sandwiching this in a couple calling passages. So it is about calling, inviting in. He mentions his own calling at the beginning of the chapter. And the next chapter, he's going to talk about Jesus gathering the disciples and sending them out in two. But it is true that anytime we're called to do something for God, it's not a promise to an easy life. I hear people say often, "I want a calling." And when I look at what calling meant for people in the biblical record, I ask, are you sure you want a calling? Because you'll end up with some of the things that Paul talks about, some challenges. Because there's a reason that people are harassed and like sheep without a shepherd. We're in a broken world, and that broken world is governed to a degree underneath the sovereignty of God by Satan, and he likes people harassed. That's part of his plan. And so you're entering into his territory when you have a calling to call people out of their brokenness and in their situation and help them get out of there. It's not going to be an easy process.
Yeah, the reason I read that is long ago when I was out in the world and of the world, and I thought of the Christian experience, I had no idea that it stood in some ways in opposition to what I believed in. And so you have to go through a transformation to get into a place where it becomes acceptable to accept the dangers that you will face, even though it doesn't seem so in a very prosperous country we live in. But it is that way because we experience opposition time and time again. And the question is, how do we deal with that?
Right. And it's the very core of our culture and our society. We've been raised with the highest values being comfort and happiness. And when God calls us to be in his restoration project with him, oftentimes it means leaving those behind to some degree to experience his fulfillment.